I'll waste my life again and again on you, on you. There is profit in being wasted on you.
First Samuel chapter 16 and verse 17. And Saul said unto his servants, provide me now a man that can play well and bring him to me. Then answered one of the servants and said, behold, I've seen a son of Jesse the Bethlehemite, that is cunning in playing, and a mighty valiant man, and a man of war, and prudent in matters, and a comely person, and the Lord is with him. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. I am so excited at what God is doing and has done so far with this youth conference. Give the Lord the praise. One of our protocol officers said, if his priest had taught him when he was your age what you are learning now, he cannot be where he is. If he's reverend, he's pastor. We learned many things, but some of the details of what you are learning now, we didn't learn them. So I congratulate you. We have been on the subject of discovering purpose, releasing potentials, and fulfilling destiny. So far we have dealt extensively on the subject of purpose. I'm sure you have dealt extensively to a great deal. We began briefly with potential yesterday on what you have in your house. Today, I want to look at discovering, developing, and deploying potential. Discovering, developing, and deploying potentials. Those three things are very important, and I will explain now. potential must be discovered, otherwise it is not usable. That's first thing to note. Potential must be discovered, otherwise it is not usable, not valuable, not profitable. The iPhone that you have, for example, in your hand, it has so many features. I heard something called a dragon dictator, where you can
speak into it and then it is. You are just dictating and deciding out exactly what you are dictating and several other features in it. For most of us, the only thing we use it for is to make a call. But there are features that until they are discovered, they are not valuable. They are not usable. They are not profitable. That is why potential must be discovered. Second, discovered potential
must be developed. Otherwise, it is limited in value. It is limited in worth. Discovered potential must be developed. For example, if you look at the crude oil, in its crude form, it is limited. But when it is refined, different products will come out of it. The PMS, the premium motor spirit, the one that is called the petrol, the AGO, which is the gas, the DPK, which is the kerosene, will all be coming out of it alongside the petrolatum base and other things that will be coming out that could be used for plastic and used for coal tarring and so on and so forth. But in its crude form, it is limited in value. Crude potential is limited potential. There are many people who have potential potentials that are crude, unrefined. Please sit down. Gold that is not refined is limited in worth. Diamond that is not processed is also limited in worth. That is why it is not just enough to have to discover potential. It is important to develop potential. I have come across many people that had great potential in singing, in one thing or the other. I listened to them 20 years ago, 30 years ago. I watched them. And I thought how great this person was at that time. I had never heard a voice like that, or had never heard a ministration like that, or had never seen a thing like that. Then I returned back 20, 25, 30 years later, and I listened to the same person or watched the same person, and I said, did this person go down? And I realized the person didn't go down. The only thing that happened to the person is he didn't move beyond where I knew him. The only thing that happened to the person was, at the time I saw it, then it looked so big. But now I have seen so many things. And I realized what looked so big and fantastic then can only be tolerated now. Am I communicating at all? If you remember that big house in your village, in your hometown, that used to be the talk of the town, story building, that ancient upstairs, you remember that? That building that in 2015, 30 years ago, that used to be, the talk of the town. If you look at that building now, it can only be tolerated. That is how it is. Take your seat. Potential must not just be discovered. It must be developed because it could be limited in value. Thirdly, developed potential must be deployed Otherwise, it will be devoid of impact. Developed potential must be deployed. Otherwise, it will be devoid of impact. So we must discover the potential for it to be usable. We must develop the potential so it's not limited in value. And we must deploy the potential so that it's not lacking in impact. Developed potential must be deployed. Otherwise, it is limited in value. Now we saw a young man by the name David, a worshiper, a singer, an instrumentalist, a songwriter, song receiver, choir director, inventor of music equipment. The young man didn't just have potential, he developed the potential, deployed the potential to the point where the whole nation knew that there was a man like that. And when it was time, they sent for him. So we are going to take the things one by one. We are going to take the discovery, then the development, and then the deployment. So let's start with the discovery of potential. How is potential discovered? First, by looking inward. Looking inward at inherent capability. That which comes easy. That which is done without struggle. That which is literally natural. The fish swims without struggle. The eagle soars without struggle. The lion roars without struggle. By looking inward. What is it that comes easy? What is it that you literally started doing without going to school for it? Someone heard somebody around us minister and he said, "Did you go to music school?" Was asking the person. I said, "No." There's something they call follow come. I saw some very massive person, very big weight. I said, "Is it food?" He said, "No, it is follow come." By looking inward, David looked inward and saw so much inside him. Number two, by looking around. Let's say you look around, looking at your roots. Looking at your environment, it is possible to identify potential. For example, anybody who came out of the tribe of Benjamin does not need to struggle with shooting. They were snipers. Benjamites. Take your seat. They said that the Benjamites can shoot at an hair breadth without missing. That is, if you put one hair strand for them at the gate there, they will shoot it without missing. They were born with it. It followed them come. How many of you know that a sniper is a one-man military squad? It's like a company or a battalion of soldiers in one man. That is, he can bring 100 people down at once. The Benjamites. So if you are from the tribe of Benjamin, shooting is in your genes. So there are things that can be found when you just look a little around. The men of Issachar, if you are an Issacharite, you had a natural discernment. In 1 Chronicles chapter 12, he mentioned that yesterday, verse 32. They had understanding of the times to know what Israel ought to do per time, and their brethren were at their commandment. Is God speaking to somebody here at all? You look around you. You look at your roots. The men of Judah knew that royalty was in them. So the best kings of Israel that performed the best came out of the tribe of Judah. David, Solomon, King Hezekiah, Josiah, Uzziah, Joash. Any king that was positively notorious, positive, was from the tribe of Judah. They had leadership in them. They had royalty in them. They had something. They had the capacity to summon the people and lead well. It was there. So it is possible to look around and see a deposit. Am I communicating at all here to someone? In Genesis chapter 40, verse 20, all the way to verse 22, there were a particular tribe of particular families where we saw certain things that was in the family. I relaxed thinking that you are showing me the passages, and then now you have disappointed. He said, and it came to pass the third day. No. Genesis chapter 4, verse 20 is what I said. Chapter 4, verse 20. The tribe of the Tubal Cain. And Ada bear Jebal. He was the father of such who dwell in tents, and of such that have cattle. This family was a family where cattle rearing, animal husbandry was in their genes. Now go on further. And his brother's name was Jubal. He was the father of all such as handled the harp and the organ. These people were a family of organists, a family of instrumentalists. Talent, if you were from that lineage, you didn't struggle with instruments. And now, he went further, and Zila, she also bare Tubal Cain, an instructor and of every artificer in brass and iron. These were metallurgical and materials engineers. These were people that worked on metal and worked on iron. If you were from that lineage, you didn't struggle with how to handle and maneuver and manipulate iron and metal to turn it into whatever you wanted to turn it into. So they were able to identify themselves, and that potential was resident. Am I communicating? Are you getting anything at all? In the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 2, verse 55, 1 Chronicles 2:55, they talked about the tribe of Jabez, the people of Jabez, the families of the scribes, they dwelt at Jabez. The scribes were administrators, they were secretaries, they were human resource people, and these people had this in their system, in their lineage. Now, it is possible to say that in my own family, there is nothing particular. It's possible. Because it wasn't every family in Israel that there was something definite. Am I communicating? And so that does not limit you. That doesn't limit you. As a matter of fact, you could become the progenitor of a talented family. You could become the first person that is the forerunner of a family of talented, a family of anointed, a family of impactful people. If you are like that, yes, shout the loudest, amen. Lift your right and say, God is starting something with me. Starting something positive with me. Starting something powerful with me. Starting something unique with me. Shout the loudest, amen. Take your seat. And it is possible, take your seat, that there is something positive in your lineage that the devil stole, sins that you are the one to rediscover. Someone told me the other day how she saw a revelation where there were mantles on the ground and some demonic giants were guarding this mantle. She was trying to struggle to pick and it was impossible. But the power of God is going to drive off those demons out of your life so you can pick those mantles. So it is possible there is a deposit on the line that the devil also stole. Like I have always said, anywhere you see a family and they say this family are a family of witch doctors or what we call native doctors or a family of fortune tellers or a family of prognosticators, people who can, palm readers and so on. That was an authentic prophetic anointing or an apostolic mantle that the devil diverted, that he took and turned the other way. Am I communicating? So in case you came from such backgrounds where those kind of things exist, understand that there is something on the other side. There is the opposite flip of it is what you have been designed to manifest, and you shall manifest it. So in discovering your potentials, you look inward. You look around. You look at your roots. And thirdly, you look upward. That is looking up to God. This is the place, like we dealt with yesterday, where God points to you. He points to you what you carry. He just shows you what you carry. Moses, what is that in your hands? A rod. Prophet's widow, what do you have in your house? A bottle of oil. This is where God points to you what you have that you are not conscious of. Last night, I saw a revelation in the dream of the night where I saw a particular dimension of manifestation. I have seen that dimension many, many times, but this one was very, 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 very exaggerated. It was very, very, very elaborate. Plenty of the kind of result that had come occasionally. Plenty of it. So God can use dreams, and that was showing to me a shifting in a line of operation that I had been, but just shifting very drastic. God can show to you in a dream, in a revelation, certain graces or giftings that you carry that may not even be obvious yet. Am I communicating? It can show to you certain capacities, capabilities, certain dimensions and operations and things you have to walk in that are not yet obvious. To yourself, you have not even seen it yet. But he said it is there. Listen to this. There are some graces and giftings that God deposits but detains for the appropriate time. It has been deposited but detained. For the vision is yet for an appointed time. Even though it tarry, wait for it. Because there are giftings that must operate before another. If songs were coming to me at the beginning of my ministry or at the beginning of my life, and I was playing instrument, and God began to help my voice at the beginning of my life, probably I would have concluded that I'm a music minister. Am I communicating? That is, everything that is in me now would have been in music ministry. I would have just concluded that I am a music minister. And just faced it. And nobody will ever convince me. If I'm not a music minister, how will songs be coming every day? If I'm not a music minister, why will I be playing the instruments and all that? If I'm not a music minister. So God detained it. He detained it. For it's deposited, but detained. For the right time. He can put a prophetic gift in a person who is a teacher of the word and detain the prophetic. Otherwise, he won't preach anything. He will be prophesying every day. Take your seat. He won't talk anything. You there, stand up. And by the time the service is over, people heard nothing. And he has built on gifts instead of word. And whatever is not built on word may not have a future. So God said, let me detain that gift. It will come out, but not now. Somebody heard something just... It will come out, but not now. It will come out, but not now. Let me develop you rugged first. Let me manufacture you solid first. Let me help you do some very, very solid things first. So that by the time you begin to manifest some of these things, you are not even likely to err because you are too worded to deviate. Somebody said deposition. With detention. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. So there are so many of us here. I see. There are many things that we desire. Especially when the desire is uncontrollable. Not the inordinate affection. Most godly desires are proofs of divine deposit. I want to be able to function and help people in this realm and help people in that realm. Is most times a function of a deposit. Because it is only the things that exist that can be desired. Out of their belly shall flow rivers of living water. Rivers of living water. Rivers of living water. Rivers of living water. This is spake of the Holy Ghost. We did that believe on him should receive. And he said, if any man thirst, let him come. And I will show him that there is a river inside him. He's looking for water, but there is a river inside him. So most times what we are looking for is proof of what we carry. Is God speaking to somebody here? So this is the third area. There is looking inward, looking around at the roots, and then looking upward where God will show to you, reveal to you, unveil to you some things that are in you, even if they are not yet obvious. I have seen some things in Revelation that I haven't seen physically yet. And I believe that before Jesus comes, if Jesus tarries to come, I will see them. Because God is not a man to lie. I've seen things, dimensions of things that I haven't seen physically yet. Hallelujah. So that is the discovery. Let's go to development. Remember what we said earlier on? That discovered potential must be developed. Otherwise, it is limited in worth. It must be developed. Otherwise, it is limited in worth. And please don't forget that everything that is raw is of limited value. 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 So, how is potential developed? Four ways. There are many more ways I could mention, but I'll mention these four ways now. Number one, by trainings. Both formal and informal. Trainings. That was what made David. Trainings. In 1 Samuel chapter 16 verse 17, 1 Samuel chapter 16 verse 17, the Bible said, and Saul said to his servants, provide me a man that can play well and bring him to me. And then answered one of the servants and said, behold, I have seen a son of Jesse, the Bethlehemite, that is cunning in playing, and a mighty valiant man, and a man of war, and prudent in matters. And the Lord is with him. The word cunning in playing, another translation says skillful. Please understand that skill is a product of training. Every time you see a skillful saxophonist, skillful instrumentalist, skillful surgeon, skillful sonographer, skillful pilot, skillful anybody, skill is a product of training. If your talent, your gifting, your potential must be developed, you must be trained. Take your seat. I knew a medical doctor who was the best, to my knowledge, sonographer, ultrasound specialist in his realm. This man can detect anything from the ultrasound. After he finishes doing a scan and he said, this is it, go to sleep. That is it. And I asked him, I said, how did you come to this level? He said he would take himself to America. 1 week ultrasound training, liver ultrasound. He would take himself to Singapore. He will take himself to this place and that place. Pay his way and go there. And be trained. And study. And learn. Then one day, he took himself, I think, was it to Pakistan? Where he studied under a man that has 7 PhDs in ultrasound. Maybe a PhD in central nervous system brain scan. Another PhD in cardiothoracic ultrasound. And, I mean, different regions of the body, 7 PhDs. He went to study under the man. And then he became a star in the land. If you won't train, you won't reign. In any realm where you desire to reign, in that realm, you must be trained. I preached a message many years ago, reigning by training. Look for it and listen to it. Formal and informal. I listened to a young boy sang the other day. And this boy will start like this. There sings a song. He will just start from very deep and just keep going. This guy, now the keyboard stops at the 7th octave. This guy sings up to the 8th octave. That is, he's still going up. There's nowhere for the keyboard to play. He starts from below the keyboard on this side and then crosses it on the other side. That is what he can literally break glass with his pitch. A man, not a woman. He sings deeper than most men and lighter than any woman. Who is this guy? He started singing at the age of about 5 years old. Are you following now? Then he continued and then went to university to study music. That is, it was there natural. Then he went and then he went to sing class, to learn classical music, to sing operatic singing like the opera singers of those days, and learned all of it. Plus his natural talent. If he is singing, you will be almost be feeling the anointing. And it wasn't a Christian song. Do you understand what I'm saying? I mean, that is so strange. People will be crying. And it wasn't a Christian song. That is, I don't know what to call that level of, that's the impact of impeccable quality. Aye. Do you understand what I'm saying? Take yourself. There are people in our nation, in our world today, in the area where they claim is their line. They haven't read anything on it. They have not read a single thing. Somebody says he's a property agent. He has not read anything on properties. He's looking for 5%, what do you call it? Agency fee. He doesn't know nothing. He's just an agent, almost like an agent of the devil. You know that some of those agents are more terrible than the landlord. Take your seat. You cannot say, for example, you are a music minister, a pastor, and you haven't read any single thing. You don't know anything. No, it's not correct. There is something we call the theory of practical. It's not correct. I began to study a little around everything that I do a little. Just study a little on them. Then I began to understand the theory of the thing that I do I am not aware of. It's not possible. See, that's what I told you. I see people minister either in word or minister in music or minister here and there. Many, many years ago, I listened to them again today. And I say, well, this man dropped? No. He was, where I met him was where he was. Just that he didn't shift beyond that level. Am I communicating? You know, there is a way you can shift. And somebody did not shift. And it looked like it was the person who dropped. Training, formal or informal, and most of the most impactful trainings in life are even informal. That is, you didn't register in a school. That is, you trained yourself. You read by yourself. That was what David did. You read by yourself. You studied around stuff yourself. And we are in an inf. I mean, knowledge is exploding, like we heard yesterday. Knowledge is almost getting outdated almost every day. And so we have an information world, and you cannot be misinformed in an information age. You cannot, you cannot allow yourself to be outdated in a world where everybody is moving. And I say to people, if you are not updated, you instantly get outdated. Training, very, very important. That is the first way to develop potential, by training. Number two, by mentoral sharpening. Mentoral sharpening. Associating with those who manifest the same gifts or who possess the same potential as yourself. Associating with them. Hanging around with them. Watching them in action. Am I communicating? There is nothing that sharpens iron like iron. Proverbs 27:17. Iron sharpeneth iron. So a man sharpens the countenance of his friend. Proverbs 14:20, I believe. 13:20. He that walketh with the wise shall be wise. A companion of fools shall be destroyed. The teacher sharpens the teacher. The apostle sharpens the apostle. The prophet sharpens the prophet. The singer sharpens the singer. The artist sharpens the artist. The fashion designer sharpens the other one. Mentoral sharpening. Acts chapter 4 verse 13. When they beheld the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. They marveled and took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. You can't be with them and not be like them. Did you hear what I just said? You can't be with them and not become like them. They marveled that they had been with Jesus. In any field of great grace or gifting that you possess, there is somebody already there in front. Look at them. Last week, I think Thursday, groundbreaking ceremony was done for the Ark. The 100,000 seat, over 100,000 seat capacity, Living Faith Church, new construction to come, where the 50,000 seat faith tabernacle is now to become an overflow. And and I was taken at the spur of the moment. All of us, just come and make a comment, and I stood. Well, I want to appreciate God's servant, our father in the Lord, for being a frontliner, a trailblazer, a history maker, a world shaker. And we thank you, Lord, for who you are. We know what to do because we see what you do. Thank you for showing us what to do. That is how mentoring is. Knowing what to do when you see what they do. Judges chapter 7 verse 17. Gideon said, look at me and do likewise. Look at me and do likewise. And behold, when I come to the outside of the camp, it shall be that as I do, so shall you do. This is not imitation. And if there is an imitation from a mentor, it can lead to impartation. But this particular one is motivation and inspiration. They inspire you and motivate you. You take the steps after them. So it can push out what is in you. Somebody say amen. Amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. You say, but in my field and in my realm, I don't even have very close access to the person I should learn from. Maybe you are information technology or computer. That is why there is the internet now. Almost every form of mentoring is online. Am I communicating? I'm not talking of the negative things. Almost anything you want to learn is almost anything. Almost anything. The art of investing. Anything you want to learn. Anything. You can learn keyboard online. Yes, anything. Almost anything you want to learn is available online. So, there should be that mentoral sharpening. You watch how they did it. You hang around and observe it. And then it sharpens you. And then you try them out. Very, very important. Some of our pastors in the church told me, they said, after they watch some healing and deliverance service, they will just step into the crowd and then literally say the same thing that they had said. And then will literally see the same result. Or a robot said, on every pew, there sits a broken-hearted person. For as long as it's a church, problem people are there. Am I communicating? That is by mentoral sharpening. What is the other way in which potential? How many of you realize that? Jesus rose the dead, Jairus' daughter, in Mark chapter 5, verse 40 to verse 41. When she rose Jairus' daughter, she put everybody out. But he took Peter, James, and John with him. Peter observed it very well. So when somebody died, Dorcas, in Acts chapter 9, verse 40 to 41, Peter did exactly what he saw. He put everybody out. All of you go out. And he kneeled and turned before the Tabitha. Arise. The same way Jesus said, Talitha kumi, which means daughter, I say to you, arise. He said, Tabitha, arise. I am going to say it exactly what I saw. He put all of them out the way the master put them out. He commanded her to rise the way he saw it, and it happened exactly the same. That is what mentoring is all about. That is what sharpening is all about. I prophesy to somebody here today. In the name that is above every name, you shall begin to see the results of association, of mentoral association. You shall see the results. You believe that shall the loudest. Amen.
Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Is anybody receiving something today? I sat with my daughter Deborah and one of her cousins, nephew, who also sings. And they said to me, excuse me, sir, tell us something about receiving of songs. And I said to them, you can position yourself to receive songs. Okay. They were assuming that, you are just on your own and then the Lord decided to give you a song. I say, yes, that happens. But I cannot wait until the Lord give me a message before I come and preach. Hello? I will be waiting till the kingdom come. Alright, I have to sit down and say, Lord, the service is here this morning. I receive, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And then it flows, and then I write the message, see the scriptures. Everything that is an inspiration flows the same way. Have you ever heard when they say the spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophet? Leave that for another day. So, I didn't know. I thought that. Oh, I did it. Oh, really? Oh, yes, really. I said in those days when we used to have a song per Sunday, as I prepare for the message of the Sunday, I prepare also to receive the song for the Sunday. Really? Oh, yes. There is nothing that is worth it that comes cheap. What you don't work at never works out. Hallelujah. So that is mental sharpening. When Elisha stood before the river Jordan, he parted the river Jordan the same way he saw his master parted the river Jordan. With the same mantle. 2 Kings chapter 2 and in verse 14. He parted it the same way. That is the place of mentoral sharpening. Observing, hanging around the person with the kind of gifting or hanging around the materials. It sharpens you and shifts you. And then, the third way of development is by exercise. Exercise. Exercising the potential. Exercising the gifting. Exercise is the way to excellence. They say practice makes perfect. Hebrews chapter 5 and in verse 14 it says, strong meat belongs to them who by reason of use have exercised their senses to discern both good and evil. Exercise their senses to discern both good and evil. Exercise. Exercise. By exercise. Feel a healing gift in your hands. Go to the hospital. Lay hands on sick people. Yes. Lay hands on sick people. Take a week, a day of the week, Saturday or something, and do hospital visit. You thought that David brought down Goliath by accident. He had been exercising the shooting of the catapult. So when the opportunity came and there was an opening on the forehead, he knew that that opening was a walkover. I mean, because previously he had been able to excel in that area. So you exercise. They don't give you opportunity. You are a singer. No opportunity to sing special number. Sing in your parlor. Sing into your phone. Listen back to hear your voice. Most times you will not be comfortable with what you are hearing.
Then sings my soul, my Savior God today. How great thou art. How great thou art.
Now, you listen to it, you don't like it. Just keep on. Continue until you begin to like what you hear. Because if what you do does not touch you, it won't touch anybody. If the food you are eating is not tasty to you, it won't be tasty for anybody. Am I communicating at all? So you don't struggle. Don't struggle for pulpit or struggle for anything. Sing in your bathroom. I want to learn how to sing high. Go ahead and shout where you won't be ashamed. Somebody say amen. Now, this applies to every other thing. Exercise yourself. Exercise in a safe environment where you won't feel embarrassed if you fail. In an atmosphere, a climate that is not critical. Somebody say amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Say amen at the top of your voice. Are you learning anything at all? Take your seat. Exercise. So, we have looked at the discovery. We have looked at the development. There's one more point. How do you develop? By trainings, by mentoral sharpening, by exercise. Number four. By being in his presence. Every gift of man is sharpened by the presence of God. I have noticed that the presence of God is the best climate for the development of the potentials of man.
As the day panted for the waters so my soul longed after you. You alone are my heart, desiring alone to walk.
Who is the person who said that? As the heart pants after the water brook. Who said that? Who said, one thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord? Who said, oh Lord my God, only will I seek you. My soul tested, my flesh longed for you in a dry and thirsty land to see your face in the tabernacle. Who said that? Who said I was glad when they said, let's go to the house of the Lord? Alright, let me ask you a question. That is, David was an addict of God's presence. Is that confirmed? Who was David? What was his gift? Take your seat. It is not possible to classify David. Not possible. He overdeployed. Everything possible came out of him. What? He was king. He was prophet. He was priest. Are you ready? He was a hunter. He was a fighter. He was a military general. He was a people developer. Are you ready? He was a singer. He was a songwriter. He was a music director. He was an instrumentalist. He was a choir director. Are you ready? David was, any gift that was available in the Old Testament, David manifested. Every grace that was available, he manifested. The Bible said, and when he served his generation, by the will of God, he slept with his father. Acts chapter 13, verse 36. Take your seat. How come everything inside David got pushed out? And God pushed out in excellence. He operated the prophetic at the top range. The Lord said unto my Lord, sit down at my right hand until I make you. He was prophesying about the Messiah, looking into eternity, seeing the Father and the Son, the Lord, all capital letter LORD, full capital, say to my Lord, small letter, capital letter L, the other letters are small letters. Size. The Lord, the Father, said to my Lord, the Master, sit down at my right hand. He was looking at beyond the resurrection. After Jesus had gone to heaven, and he's to sit at the right hand. What a prophetic grace. Seen across generations. He was a priest by excellence. He was a king. Reference king. Nobody sang like David. Nobody wrote like David songs. All to perfection by an addiction to God's presence. Am I communicating? Take your seat. If what you carry is to come out, and what you carry is to come out and manifest in excellence, there is no two ways to your passion for his presence and hanging around his presence. Something is happening to somebody. And I'd like you to know that the presence of God is the climate for the preparation of life and destiny. When you are to be prepared to function in life and ministry, everything about life and destiny gets its preparation in the presence of God. You are to become everything you are to become in life. Your giftings and your talents and everything are to come out and to be the best. The presence of God is the perfect ground for the preparation of man. He said to Archippus, Colossians chapter 4, verse 17, say to Archippus, take heed to the ministry which you have received of the Lord, that you fulfill it. That preparation mostly happens in the presence of God. Where was Moses before God called him and asked him to drop his rod? Huh? Do you know? You didn't know. Exodus chapter 3 verse 1. which particular spot was Moses. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, the presence of God. His commissioning happened in his presence. The commissioning and deployment of Moses, the discovery of his of what was in his hand, the development of what was in his hand, and the deployment happened in the mountain of God at Horeb. Is it confirmed that the presence of God is the fertile climate for the preparation of man? Gifts, callings, visions, everything. The presence of God. Am I communicating? What of Isaiah? In the year that King Uzziah died, Isaiah chapter 6 from verse 1, he saw the Lord high and he's lifted up. His train filled the temple. And in that presence, oh, there's too much to say. He saw his unworthiness. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord. He saw his lips unclean. An angel flew, cleaned his lips. That is preparation. He said, I am undone. Woe is me. That is, I am uncooked, unprepared, unready. Then I heard a voice saying, who shall we send? Who shall go for us? And I said, here am I, send me. The sending happened from his presence. The cooking happened from his presence. I prophesy to somebody here today, in this conference, within this season, the Lord shall thoroughly process you, thoroughly cook you, thoroughly bake you, and serve you to your generation. You believe that? Shout the loudest, amen. Shout a louder, amen. Take your seat. Is anybody getting anything at all? You looked at the discovery. We just looked at. What did we just look at? The development. The final is the deployment. This is where the gift is literally sent out to fulfill his assignment. I'd like to give you three general rules, or four or five, in the deployment of every potential. Number one, deployment is targeted at meeting practical human needs. Meeting practical human needs. Let there be a human face to any grace, any gift, any potential you carry. In Genesis chapter 40, and in verse 5 all the way to verse 8, Joseph was not planning to interpret dreams for show. He saw two prisoners depressed and he wanted to meet their needs and deliver them from depression. That was the occasion for the deployment of the gift. Never for show. Never for arrogance. Never. The people of the world can do their own for show. If God has given you a singing voice, if God has given you a prophetic mantle or an apostolic or a healing mantle, for the meeting of practical human needs. Yesterday, a child born blind was healed on the spot. I'm sure some of you saw it. It would be wickedness of us to use human suffering to make ourselves popular. It will be absolute thorough wickedness to use the pain of people as a platform for popularity. The the deployment is targeted towards the meeting of practical human needs. Number two, deployment is targeted towards the establishment of glory for God. Glory. Where God is glorified and God is honored with your life, with what you do. This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee and manifested his glory. It's for the glory of God. Number three, deployment is designed for impact and not income. Don't misunderstand me. Impact will bring income, but the target is impact. Isaiah chapter 45, verse 13. Concerning Cyrus, he said, I have raised him up in righteousness, and I will direct all his ways. He shall build my city. He shall let go my captives, not for price, nor reward, saith the Lord of hosts. Don't put money ahead in life. Place meaning ahead of money. Don't let money drive you. Let meaning, let the making of meaning be superior to the making of money. Don't struggle for the making of a living. Make a difference. Let making a difference be superior to making a living. I'm telling you. There are some people, the first thing that comes to their mind is, how much will they pay me if I am invited to sing? How much will they pay me if I am invited? If I am invited to preach, how much will they pay me if I do this and I do that? Don't put the pay ahead. Put the gain of the people ahead. Can I ask you a question? How much did Joseph charge the butler and the baker to interpret their dreams? How much did he charge them? He charged them something. But what was the profit of it at the end? The way to the palace. If he had charged the butler and they had paid him, he had been settled for life and remained a prisoner the rest of his days. We pay you 20,000 naira, take. And then when the Pharaoh has a dream and is looking for who to interpret it, he will think elsewhere. And even if he doesn't think elsewhere, if he brought Joseph and Joseph interpreted, he would have paid him and refunded him back to the prison. If you can be paid, you can easily be paid off as far as life is concerned. You must come to the point in your life where what you do cannot be easily paid for. Where the pay transcends physical monetary terms. Where the pay will go into things that money can't buy. Positions, opportunities, things that money can't buy. If you are seated here, maybe you are an expert roadside mechanic. Look at this. Somebody brings you his vehicle, and all the mechanics have tried to repair it, and they couldn't repair it, and you repaired it. And the man said, how much should I pay you? And you said to the man, this is not for pay yet. Drive it for the next 2 months. And let me know how you feel. And the man drives this car for 2 months.
and no trouble. You know what he will do? He will invite all his friends. There is a different kind of mechanic in town. You need to meet him. He solved a problem that no mechanic could solve, yet he charged me nothing. You know what he will do further? He will take the man to his office. Say, I need a retainership job for this mechanic to repair all the office vehicles here. You know what he will do for him further? Somebody will pick him from there. The UK Embassy, High Commission, American Embassy, United Nations, ECOWAS. Before you know it, he's an effortless millionaire that decided to become a millionaire by not putting money first, but meaning first. Let people's satisfaction be placed ahead of personal remuneration. And then you have destiny manifestation. Say that again. Let people's satisfaction be placed ahead of personal remuneration. Then you have destiny manifestation. Let the fact that people are happy with what you did pay you more than any money they can pay you. Let the fact that people are fulfilled, they are touched by what you did for them, pay you more than what they can pay you. But you know, we live in a world where there are a lot of ordinary people who like free things, and they may not even as well as say thank you for what you did. Don't mind such ones. Don't let those ones stop you. You will soon see people whose thank you can't accommodate. They thank you, they will say you can't, nowhere to accommodate it. It will flow through you and flow to your generations. Am I communicating? Let the deployment of your potential be targeted towards impact and not income. Stand up on your feet. And I give you the final point. Let deployment be the giving of expression, not the creation of impression. Don't struggle to impress anybody. Just struggle to give full expression. When you struggle to impress people, you make a lot of mistakes. You overdo a lot of things. You just mess up. And then you will never be able to see the anointing and see the glory of God. You just have you ever seen somebody singing and trying to impress people? Or some do something and try to, he just overdoes everything. Oil is good, but what of extra oil in food? Salt is good, but what of extra salt? The excess of the right thing becomes a curse. Everything applied in excess is no longer a blessing. Am I communicating? Don't struggle to create an impression, to impress people. Just express. If the expression brings an impression, no problem. But let the focus be the release. Just maximum deployment. Holding nothing back. Pushing it all out. Doing it the best way possible. And if you can discover your potentials and develop your potentials and deploy your potentials, no devil can stop you from fulfilling your destiny. Lift up your hands.
Forever, Lord, but for your love, I'd have been forever lost, but for your grace, I'd have been forever lost, but for your love, I'd have been forever lost.
I can't pay you, Lord.
There's nothing.
There's nothing I can do that makes any sense. I can't pay you, Lord.
There's nothing I can do.
You pulled me many times out the bed.
You pulled me many times
out the bed of pain.
You pulled me many times
out the bed of danger.
Out the bed of danger.
You pulled me.
There was none to help. You pulled me. You pulled me many times.
At the edge of hopelessness.
At the edge of hopelessness.
You pulled me.
You pulled me many times. When there was none to help.
I can't pay you.
I can't pay you.
I can't pay you.
I can't pay you.
There's nothing I can do.
There's nothing I can do.
Lift up your two hands everywhere you are.
There's nothing I can do. That makes any sense. I can't tell you.
Get your hands, everybody.
I can't pay you.
I can't pay.
I perceive the power of God, the love of God. It's telling you, you cannot miss it. You won't be lost. The devil will not waste you. He said, I know the thoughts I think towards you, thoughts of good and not of evil, to give you an expected end. It's changing your life, changing your story. In case there is anybody who has not yet given their life to Christ or come out to the altar call, I'd like you to step forward. Because until your life is in order with God, potentials can never come forth. Destiny can never be fulfilled. And if you are far from God, potentials can never be manifested. Pick your Bibles and your bags and come forward. Right to the frontier if you haven't done that yet. And lift up your hands everywhere you are. Father, we give you the praise. Lift your hands higher. And say after me, say, Father, I receive your touch today. I am looking up to you. Unveil to me everything that pertains to my destiny and my potential. Help me, Lord. Lift your hands high. Those of you in the front, if you are bound, I see somebody battling with pornography. It's possible that it's in your phone even right now. I'm not out to embarrass you. Just God wants to break you free and help you to live above that life. You are in that category. Please rush to the front. You are battling with watching bad things on your phone. Pornographic, blue film kind of stuff. Step forward. We live in an age where people get even corrupted in that thing without their intention. Somebody picks a friend's phone and what she sees there hooks her. Yes, I'm also talking about a lady in particular. Okay, don't be shy. Yes. And if also you are here, you have an addiction of tobacco, alcohol, Indian hemp, or any form of addiction like that, also step forward. I can't pay you, Lord. There's nothing I can do. That makes any sense. I can't pay. Chest now, all of you, and say after me, Lord Jesus, I come before you today to ask for mercy, to ask for forgiveness and deliverance from every lifestyle
that is not right. Help me, Lord, to live right, to live right, to fulfill your purpose, your intention, and your will for my life. I receive that grace now, in Jesus' name. Amen. Lift up your two hands, everybody. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of sin broken. Lift up your hands. Two hands, everybody. I'll count up to seven. At the seventh time, when I say one, you bring it down gradually. Two, gradual. Three, gradual. By the time I say seven, you place it on your head. And don't shout. This time you will not shout. You will just whisper. Jesus. When the hand lands on your head, it is a whisper. Jesus. Lift it high. Jesus. Touch your people. Give them an encounter. Life changing. Destiny molding. Breakthrough encounter. Now. One. Two. Three. Four. Bring it down gradually. Five. Receive a divine visitation encounter right now. Receive the touch of his power. 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 Laya ya 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 hastala. Lepereke kesi kana maya lala. Receive it, receive it, receive it. Baraga gada baba na barada dia. Ile paroka do bele brede gele boro baba baga dia sa. Rata sata tala na 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 sha. Le kata 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 tala na na na. Jacopala Jacopella Cate, 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 Jacopella